Come on in, boys. Close the door. What were you born in a barn?
I was born in Hurstville.
The shack is open for business.
I'll take that one.
When the wind starts hurting my face.
I don't have any voice. Do I have a voice?
You got it.
All freeze for the year.
I don't think I do.
I get goosebumps all over my body.
This is for Brandon Gotts, you guys. He's the man behind Landcastle.
I'll sharpen up the old ice auger.
The biggest ice fishing summer festival in Whitstead this year.
There's a green tree
September.
In the shanty.
Yeah!
So we don't freeze our ice hole.
There you go, huh?
Well, it's 60 degrees inside these plywood walls, but outside it's 15 below.
I love it, man.
Is this Don Upers?
Where did you find this?
One of our guests. Papa Bear Norton is a regular guest on the Homegrown Show, and he wrote this song, and we have a lot of fun. All about ice fishing. All right, Brandon, bring it down, if you would. That is for Brandon, not Brandon, but yeah, Brandon Gotts. With the, he'll be on the show the entire time. Thanks for being here. Bill Katz is here. Sam is here. Mark is here. I am here. And I'll tell you what, Brandon Backstrom is the man behind the glass who controls everything. Hey, there we go, pal. That's the real theme song for the Four Outdoorsmen. Welcome to everybody to the Four Outdoorsmen. We laugh and learn a lot. Every Sunday night on Bob FM.
Sunday.
Tell you.
Sunday.
What day is today?
Today's Sunday.
What'd I say?
Saturday.
I always get the right story, but wrong. but the wrong.
He's officially retired, so we got to
give
him that.
People are going, wait, it's Saturday?
He's a day late.
Well, you know, but Diana's at the cabin, so I had to finish one of her bottles of white wine that she left that was getting warm, I guess. That's before the show. But hey, I'll tell you, welcome everybody. Brandon, how are you, my young man?
I'm good.
Thanks for being on the Four Outdoorsmen, boy. I tell you, I give this guy some credit because he came an hour and a half. He drove an hour and a half just to join us, which is rare. I wouldn't drive a half an hour to visit you,
pal. Oh, this is worth every minute.
Although in Winstead, September 10th, how far is that? I'm going to drive down there or over there.
From here, it's probably about an hour.
Heck, I can do
that.
Hour
from the Twin Cities.
We're going to join you. Tell us a little bit about what's happening in Winstead, September 10th and 11th. This is your fifth annual one, right?
This is the fifth annual Landcastle Summer Extravaganza. We actually kick things off Thursday night on September 9th. There's an early move-in, so I'll have roughly 80 to 100 ice shacks moving in early that night.
Now, are you talking ice shacks are all... The sleep-in kind of stuff, the ice castles and...
The ice castles, the Yetis, the glaciers, firebrands, any kind of brand of fish house is welcome at the event. People bring
lodge.
Their RVs. Lodge. Team Lodge. Their RVs, their travel trailers. Some people just set up a tent for the weekend. We typically have really nice weather, but it is an ice fishing summer bash.
All right, so what happens when celebrities from a radio show that is very popular in the Twin Cities don't have one of those things and wants to come down and visit you? Do we have a place to stay?
You'll have a place to stay. I'll make sure of that.
I'm in,
If somebody just wants to come out for the day, they can come out for a day. Right now, with the early bird ticket pricing, it's $10 to come out for a day, and that allows you to stay the entire day, go through the vendor market, stay after, and watch. On Saturday is RJ Graff. He'll be performing live out at Landcastle.
Fun.
And then I'm actually announcing this for the first time tonight.
Drum roll, please.
So our Friday night headliner for music is
Steve Straczynski.
There's 16 holers in. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Jake Nelson
Music, right from the Twin Cities, an ex-White Bear Lake guy. Lives in the western suburbs someplace right now. So I don't know where the heck he lives, but he's out there someplace. And he is good. He's going to draw some people down there for us.
Yes, so he's going to be
a good crowd.
He's going to be playing the GS trailer stage
at
Landcastle on Friday. So it's going to be a blast. We're expecting him to play for somewhere around 3 or 4 hours. And, you know, yeah, come out to Landcastle, buy the day pass, and check out some ice fishing shacks, see all the small business product vendors, and come listen to Jake.
We'll get into more about that later on in this second part of the show, but thanks for being here as well. What's your name, young man?
Bill Katz.
Tell us, Bill Katz is one of our sponsors, a great sponsor every year when it comes to winter ice fishing and stuff. Tell us why you're here, buddy.
Well, this is actually going to be my fourth year at Landcastle. And I'll tell you, last year with COVID going on, it was incredible. My sales were just... They did not slow down at all, and the amount of people we had out there was just a great time. You know, we've got a lot of vendors going out there, and everybody gets together, and you know who all the vendors are, and then all of a sudden you start seeing the same people. You get to meet the same people. You see them on Facebook. They talk to you, and they kind of look forward to going to this event to just say hi.
This sounds like we're going to do this, and you'll be down there selling your stuff as well.
Yes.
And September 10th and 11th, it's the right time of the year as well because fall's kind of kicking around the corner. People are getting ready for the
ice fishing. It's cooling off, and people are getting excited.
There might be a campfire out there or two, I'm guessing.
And the deal is, it's beginning of it's the colder seasons, but hey, come on, bring your fish house out, open everything up, get your stoves running, get your sinks ready if you got water, clean everything out, and like I said, all the vendors are there. What you don't have, I'm sure it's going to be in our vendor.
My role. Idea of ice fishing is hiring a guide to take me to show me what's going on, man.
Because Devil's Lake, huh?
I don't have any of that stuff. We'll talk about that when we come back in the second. Hey, Sammy boy, how was your week, pal?
It was good. Spent a lot of time outdoors. We were up at my land, our land, I should say. You corrected me last time.
I did. Yes, it's yours. Yes, yes.
Our
yes.
land.
Yeah.
Ripping around the four-wheelers, pulling the kids. I'm really excited for our other guest, Chris Daniels, because I was shed hunting every time I was on the four-wheeler. Now I'm kind of mushroom hunting.
Well, you're not shed hunting if you're riding a machine. That's not shed hunting.
Well, you know, on the trails pulling a kid through, I'm trying to be, multitask here.
Right. I understand that.
But I keep, as I'm going through all my trails, I keep my eyes out for some mushrooms. Haven't found any yet, but.
A little bit early. As a matter of fact,
feeling really discouraged.
I talked to him this morning. I did a lot of research on mushrooms this morning. Just told my beautiful wife, Diana, that because she and I kind of started this gig last year, It's almost like I feel like I'm playing poker with neighbor ladies' coupons or something like that, Then I got to go home and check out my stamp collection, I don't know. A mushroom forager. I'm turning into one of those guys. But I'm looking forward to having him on the air as well. Mark, talk about turkey hunting, pal. How'd it go?
I'm the worst turkey hunter in the history of turkey hunting.
Hey, there's a song.
There's a song there, Brandon.
I'm the worst turkey hunter. Yeah. No, I went out three times on Sam's land. Had an awesome, awesome time. Saw lots of cool things. I saw birds everywhere.
Yeah.
Not a lot of gobbling. I heard one or two gobbles. But, of course.
Just come to my neighborhood in Hutchinson.
I know.
And you
That's what everyone says. How can you not shoot a turkey? They're everywhere.
Yeah. You know what? They're very – I was out there, too, with Mark. They're very smart.
They're the smartest dumb birds you would ever imagine.
Yeah. You had some action, though. We definitely saw wildlife.
First day, I saw three jakes. I decided to pass on a jake because, hey, it's the first day, right? I'm not gonna waste my time here.
So is that like shooting a button buck or something like that instead of the?
Yeah, I wouldn't go as low as a button buck, but maybe like a.
Well, then shoot the bird, man.
A spike.
Yeah.
Swallow your pride. But shoot the bird.
I didn't want to be done that soon.
Oh, I see how it works.
But what else did you see? You saw some other wildlife.
Yeah, so we saw a lot of hens, a few jakes. I saw a coyote chase a hen, which is the first time
I've ever seen that.
I've never seen a live coyote running in the wild, to be honest with you. I've never gone coyote hunting.
Right.
I'm waiting for the invite on that one.
Do you want to go?
Yes, okay. I do. So it was super interesting.
That wasn't hard.
The hens had no clue I was there. Right. They came up 3 feet from me. They'd rustle around in the dirt right in front of me.
Dusting.
That's it. Yeah, that was fun to watch.
I'm learning a lot here.
They were. Just throwing dirt all over the back. I'm assuming that's for bugs.
Yeah, getting like gnats and little flies off.
And the coyote came up. It was chasing the hen. The hen ran into the middle of the field. The coyote came up and stopped dead and looked right at me and then turned around and left.
How close was it?
Out of shotgun range. Just barely.
but if it were within shotgun range, were you prepared? Were you ready to shoot the animal?
I wasn't sure the rules on that. Do you need a license of any sort?
You need a small game license.
Yeah, I have a small game license. So I wasn't really sure what to do because I see a lot of people doing that when they come across.
And it's like 7 in the morning, you're turkey hunting, all of a sudden, boom, there's a coyote.
Ruins your day.
You're like, what the heck do I do?
Yep.
And
so,
it's like, will a turkey load kill a coyote?
I bet it would if it's close enough.
Yeah, close enough, for sure.
I texted Sam. I'm like, what do I do? I don't know.
And what did I say?
You said shoot it if you want. But,
put in a slug.
Local radio star busted for poaching.
I didn't want to wound a coyote and chase after it and have it howling around. And
speaking of the turkey season, you guys may not be aware, but Sam and his in-laws have 80 acres in East Bethel, and they're having a lot of fun getting ready for stuff. And he's going to be building a home this summer and got a couple of deer last. So it's good for you. I'm excited for you. I texted Ron Shearer. I watched Minnesota Bound last night, and it was all about how turkeys got here and how they became so abundant. And you think they're dumb? They're not dumb. And it was really fun to watch the show. I'm sure I had seen it before. He was the first president of the first chapter for turkey hunters in the state of Minnesota, and, of course, it has gone gangbusters since then. But he was out yesterday and their opening day, and he said he saw a number of jakes, but no gobblers. He didn't get anything either. So I don't feel so bad.
Ron's turkey hunted more than anyone in the world.
So anyway, I don't feel so bad. So talking to you two guys, are you turkey hunters? And if so,
turkey hunters, I have yet been able to go. I'm waiting for someone to ask me.
I've never done
likewise.
It No, so Brandon, neither Brandon nor Bill have ever. This is called the Four
Everything
Outdoorsman.
Else, though,
what the hell are you doing
else
on this show?
I watch them out my back window.
Deer
I have about
duck
30
hunt,
of them.
Goose hunt, I do everything else, but pheasant hunt, haven't been turkey hunting.
No, like Ron Shearer said last night, and I believe it, and this is one of the reasons that I don't even want to get involved because my life is pretty full and I'm blessed. I got a lot of stuff to do, even though I'm retired. He said, once you get one, you are absolutely addicted, and when you realize how difficult it is, you are hooked. So if you don't want to get hooked, do not shoot your first bird.
I think social media spoils you a little bit, right? Because you see everyone's highlights of their life. Right?
It discourages you, not spoils you.
Yeah, it makes you sour, I guess you could say.
Right.
Because you're sitting there so frustrated you can't get a bird.
And then there's a five-year-old who shot a turkey.
Yeah, yeah. Travis Frank had his six-year-old with him, and their six-year-old shot a huge tom. I'm like, what is happening? I'm like, yeah. I do not understand, but you know, all you see is bird after bird after bird after bird on social media. So it's almost like deer season when you go out deer hunting, and every person you know has a monster.
Now,
it's
so frustrating. Did you guys literally go out to your property and find out where they're roosting, and then figure out where you want to put your blind?
Yeah, we kind of knew.
No, you don't kind of know. Did you go out and see some birds?
Well, he's got cameras and stuff.
Well, that's cheating.
That's cheating.
That's cheating.
Who are you guys?
Mr. Turkey expert over here.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the turkey experts. Yeah,
shut the heck up,
Brandon. But you guys, how many trail cams have you got? And you've seen roosters on your on your property.
So
they're toms.
Oh, I don't care what the hell they are.
We have
Tom Jones
plenty
Harry,
of roosters. Yeah. No. So yes, on my past experience with this property, Stu, I knew where they were kind of roosting. They liked these certain Scottish pines, and based off of when I off my cameras, I knew where they were coming out of. So that's where Mark set up his blind, and they obviously it was because they literally flew down out of the trees while he was in the blind.
Geez.
They were roosting right by because I was sitting there and I got dive bombed on the first day. They actually flew down and landed right in front of me, which scared the absolute crap out of me because they are big birds.
They're loud.
And they're loud. And I'm just sitting there minding my own business, and you get dive bombed. You're like, whoa, what do I do?
And in defense of myself, when I was thinking about Tom sitting in a tree, I meant he was roosting. So when I said, did you check and see where the roosters were?
I knew you
meant. That's what I was doing.
I knew you meant.
I'm sure you did.
I did not.
Join us next Saturday.
At 6.
I can tell you this. I did not go out the night before and, quote, unquote, put him to bed. Like a lot of,
time up.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of big turkey hunters will go out the night before because when they get up into the roost, they gobble. So it's like, okay, they're right there. This is where we're going to come the next morning. I did not do that. Okay. I just based it off of my camera and kind of last year, because last year they roosted like crazy in that same spot. So
Brandon, Brandon Gotz is a big shot who is now involved with you. You run the Landcastle Summerfest, right?
Yep,
correct. You run that. You must do something outside instead of just run the Lancaster Summerfest. What kind of hunting or fishing do you enjoy doing, if any?
Ice fishing.
There you go.
I live for ice fishing.
There you go. Really?
Yeah, I actually, it started out, I just bought a small ice castle 5 years ago and started getting into ice fishing. I mean, seriously. And then I did a little bit of traveling work for oil pipeline work in western North Dakota, so I bought a bigger ice castle, and I actually lived in it.
Oh, that's I would. So that makes sense to me.
I mean, they're built on for the year
ice.
Round.
Like, no. Would you park on the ice then go work?
No. Oh. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't leave cooler. It unattended like that. I mean, that's kind of risky. But no, it was fun. You know, a lot of people out there lived in campers. Not too many people could say they lived in their ice fishing shack.
So, what do you do for a full time job then?
I work for 3M.
Okay, what capacity?
I work in the. It would be the blue painter's tape division. There's a huge section for tape.
So my wife's best friend is the blue painter's
tape. Blue painter's tape.
Everyone's got it,
Super 33 plus electrical tape, scotch tape. That's all made right here in Minnesota in the Hutchinson plant. Yeah. So that's where I work full-time. And then I also own my own business. I finish the inside of ice castles and glaciers. They come from the factory with raw pine or cedar on the inside. So I either stain them or varnish them. I'm building cabinetry for another fish house company now.
So what you're telling us then, you have no time for ice fishing.
I make time.
That a boy. Good for you. Good for you. Bill, you like to ice fish, hunt? What do you like to do?
Well, I've talked here before, and yeah, there's turkey hunting's about the only thing I haven't done. Deer hunting, pheasant hunting, duck hunting, grouse hunting, pretty much everything.
You know, he's been hunting so long, the G's went away a long time ago.
Hunting.
A long time ago, boy. They're gone by now. But so go ahead, Mark. We got 3 minutes.
We have 3 minutes. Do you want to do shout-outs now? Or
yeah,
do you want to wait?
Shout-out. Do what do we know?
Well, thanks, everyone, for writing the shout-outs here. I have a couple in. Saw some great turkey pictures. So go to Facebook, The Four Outdoorsmen, and our shout-out page, and look at the comments there. There's a bunch of them. First one is shout-out to Ron Elam's grandson of Caden, first turkey on the first day of the hunt. You sucker. Thanks for rubbing that
sounds
in.
Familiar.
Attaboy, yeah. Ron. Attaboy, Caden. There you go.
All right. Let's see what else we got. Sarah Miller, our old friend Sarah Miller, says Leo got his first turkey hunting with Grandpa up north. Great picture there.
Way cool.
Our friend Jesse Koskinimi says my son Chase and his best friend Tucker with Tucker's first 9.5-inch beard, 23 pound. I shot a coyote that I was chasing for our turkeys, and I put especially in our shout-out about coyotes because I saw that he shot one. So it's legal for him. It's legal for me. Thomas Rogatsky says, hey, guys, got my first turkey on opening day, sat for 9 hours and watched him for 5 of those hours. That's cool. Patience is a virtue.
Boy, you
24 aren't pounds, 8-inch beard, fun hunt. I'm surprised a turkey would sit there for 5 hours. They always seem to be walking through.
If patience is a virtue, I would never shoot a turkey, right?
Craig Rudolph Jr. says, got a Jake this morning in northern Minnesota with great friends and a lot of miles to find birds. And Corey Bechtold says, you know what that means. He has a picture of a giant crappie. It is crappie time coming up.
I got a couple.
They're
as
in
well.
The shallows. I've been reading. You read Outdoor News?
No, I brought it with me though. I have not.
So crappie season is. I got to get my boat from Power Lodge. That's
hey, I've got a couple as well. I met a young man named Brad. I worked part time for the Minnesota Twins. I worked the first 6 or 7 games already. I'll work 10 or 11 games this year, and it's been a lot of fun. There's it's cold and it's snow. The one game was canceled because of the bad thing that happened. And I felt so bad for people from out of state who come to these things. You know, hey, North Dakota and Sioux City, Iowa. And this happens, and they say, sorry, folks, we're all going home. Well, that's a tough bullet to bite. But I met a young man named Brad who is outdoor advocate 100%. Boy, he hunts and fishes as much as he can. Just told him I'd say hi, and thanks for listening to Brad. Also met a young guy named Bruce Shiver or Shriver. Oh, Shriver. He's with a volunteer organization called Capable Volunteer Hunters, and they work with people who are less able, capable, financially and mentally and physically than we are, and they help and help and help, and they get people out there hunting. And Bruce, we want to get you on the show. They're Capable Volunteer Hunters. I want to have you on the show. So thanks for listening, and thanks for doing what you do. So thanks for all the guys who shouted in, right, Marky?
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
The only one we're missing that's on every week is Bill. Where are you listening from this week?
Yeah. I am listening from Oakdale. I live in Oakdale, and been there almost 20 years now, and it's a nice short drive up here from there.
Perfect.
Yeah, I've got a couple of police reports from Wisconsin.
Can we do that after the break?
Sure, you're in charge, but you're the producer.
Yeah, let's do that after break. And more from Landcastle Summerfest 2021.
We got it.
Just enjoying Bob Outdoors with the Four Outdoorsmen on a Sunday evening. It's a good thing.
It's no secret that we love the city of Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Not just the thrill that comes with its unbelievable hunting and fishing, but everything that Devil's Lake has to offer. You can choose from nearly 30 restaurants, many hotel and motel options, a dozen campsites, theater, golfing, hiking, nearby casino, or just plain exploring. Walleyes and jumbo perch, well, they might draw you here, but Devil's Lake itself will keep you coming back. Hey, trust through me on this one. Visit devilslakend.com.
If you and your family are looking for a new summer tradition or getaway, Balsam Beach Resort is your spot. Located just 5 miles south of Bemidji on beautiful Lake Plantagenet, featuring 8 cabins, from 2 to 5 bedrooms, RV spots with full hookups, and many options for boat and pontoon rentals. Clint and Patty have created an amazing family feel, and I know the boys and I can't wait to get back up there. For more information, check out balsambeachresort.com. Oh, and did I mention Lake Plantagenet is the home of the Minnesota State Record Perch? Check it out, balsambeachresort.com.
DeZiel Heating and Air Conditioning has let the dogs out, and their two-fur deal is back. If your furnace and air conditioner are over 10 years old, they could roll over and break down. Let DeZiel help you fetch a free air conditioner with their two-fur deal. For a limited time, when you purchase a furnace, you get a free AC unit with a free UV package. DeZiel Heating and AC, serving Wright County and the West Metro. Details online at DeZielHVAC.com. That's DeZielHVAC.com.
Spring is right around the corner, and you just remembered your trailer needs to be serviced before the season starts. Crystal Welding has you covered. Crystal Welding in Maple Grove offers a wide variety of services, including welding, maintenance, and repairs for all types of trailers. Crystal Welding is your one-stop shop for all your trailer needs. Go to crystalwelding.com for more information. Crystal Welding. Solutions. Service. Results.
Crystal Welding gets the job done. No time to smoke.
Get your ice house ready for the season at Landcastle Summer Extravaganza, September 10th and 11th. Camping, music, and ice fishing vendors. Music by RJ Graff on Saturday, brought to you by GS Trailers and Cats Covers. LandcastleSummerFest.com.
Magnum Transportation, a leader in the LTL industry, is now hiring immediate placement of Class A CDL drivers in Wilmer, St. Cloud, Duluth, Lakeville, and Coon Rapids, and diesel mechanics in Coon Rapids. Apply today, drivemagnum.com. Veteran-owned and operated. Drivemagnum.com. Play now, pay later. Yes, your next outdoor adventure is waiting for you at all Power Lodge locations thanks to Financial One Credit Union. No fishing around for a great deal when there's no payment until fishing opener. That's right, the ice will be gone before you lay out any cold, hard cash. Can-Am, Yamaha, Ranger, Ski-Doo, ATVs, UTVs, sleds, bikes, boats, with no payments until fishing opener. Get yours before they're gone at powerlodge.com. On approved credit, special financing through Financial One Credit Union. Member NCUA.
Text us to receive up to 5 marketing texts sent via automated technology to your number. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply. Membership automatically renews. Cancel anytime.
Hi, you ever heard of Beachbody On Demand? Hold on a second. Here is your free membership. I'm Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I just sent a free membership to another customer. And I'm giving away 10,000 free memberships a week to anyone who texts me right now to try our new Beachbody On Demand fitness and nutrition app. Just text the word JOIN to 303030 to get instant access to all $8,000 of our best-selling fitness programs, like 21 Day Fix, Insanity, P90X, T25 and Pio. These programs really work, and this is your one chance to try them for free. Just text the word JOIN to 303030. That's JOIN to 303030 right now, and I'll send you your own free membership.
Total Country Bob FM.
Hey, welcome back to the Four Outdoorsman, everybody. We're going to talk to Chris Daniels in about 15, 20 minutes. He's the gentleman forager. And I know this is a hunting and fishing show, kind of, but he's going to hunt for mushrooms, and this guy does it. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to this. You
Me
know,
too.
It's going to be a little bit different, and I'm kind of excited about it. See, talking to him, Chris Daniels, about 15, 20 minutes. But right now, we got Chris. Brandon, what do you got, buddy?
Well, I was going to say, it's great. My neighbor actually came and talked to me and said he wants to get into mushroom hunting, so he's going to be listening. Jeremy, thanks for listening.
Jeremy.
And we'll learn you up about some mushroom hunting. You have some special news stories to read, don't you?
Oh, I do. Before we start talking to you, Brandon. Okay, what is it? What's it called?
This Week in Barron County.
There you go. I'll tell you what, Barron County, the Barron County Police Report. A wrecker says, I don't know, we didn't want that one. Oh, that's a, oh yeah, this one. A wrecker says, this is 8:56 p.m. Wrecker says a truck was stuck behind a bar. When they said the police would be called, a woman said, in the backseat said, ah, we'll just wait for someone sober to show up. That's a true story. Hang on, I got more of these. Kind of a long one here. A deputy stopped a car on County Road SS not too far from our cabin in Chautauqua, Wisconsin, south of Cameron. The woman says her boyfriend was driving when it ran out of gas. That was at 10:54. 10:57, the driver says a man was walking on County Road 7, County Road SS, and he said he was the passenger from the car in the previous log entry, and the woman was the driver. 12:05, Cameron caller says a woman and her boyfriend are fighting. It's physical. 12:40 a.m., the man who was dropped off from the last log entry will be going to prison. I got one more, maybe. Two more here. 12:45. 12:48, a caller in Rice Lake says he was delivering some mail, it was a post office guy, and went up over the curb and accidentally hit the gas pedal instead of the brake, and he ran into a trailer house. How's that for Wisconsin? Must be one more. Oh, here we go. I think this is it. I'll wrap it up then. Then we get to our buddy Brandon. Caller says she has primary custody of her boy, and he spent a week with his father and came home not having showered for a week.
Called the cops.
She's
on that.
Pissed, yeah. Man. Yeah.
She called pissed. The cops.
Hey, Brandon Gotts, how you doing, young man? Thanks for being on the Four Outdoorsmen. Brandon is with Landcastle Summerfest. It's called Winstead Ice Fishing Show at Landcastle. What's the proper name for this thing?
So it's always been known as the Landcastle Summer Extravaganza, mm-hmm. or Summer Festival, but it's beginning to grow into a big vendor show. So it has started with these smaller mom and pop type companies. They come up with an idea, they end up fabricating the product and selling it. So some of these products include on-the-go flagpole mounts, the Sure Steps, your Cat's covers, the smaller businesses that cater to the ice fishing world for, you know, products to make it easier to fish in your ice fishing shack. And you know, it's really blowing up. We've been getting about a half dozen new vendors every year, and it's always smaller ones. It's all family-owned companies. We do have a couple of bigger ones that are coming back this year. GS Trailers, they actually fabricate and build trailers that Ice Castle uses, among a few other brands, including
Lodge
out in South Dakota. So they're going to be there this year. They're our main sponsor for the event, but I'm trying to turn this now into and outdoors and, you know, ice fishing, but also all outdoor show. It's
and music.
I mean, I'm trying
it's
to
everything for everybody.
And this year, food
and food
and fireworks
and fireworks.
Maybe beer, maybe
possibly. So I'm working with the food vendor on that one. Big Boar Barbecue Company out of Hanover is going to be bringing their smoking trailer down, and they're going to be smoking pulled pork and chicken. So they're going to be selling.
That's my jam. So don't bring any food.
No.
Yeah. You don't have to pack for the entire weekend. Make sure you save some room for barbecue, because Big Boar is going to be bringing their stuff down, and we might also have some beer on tap.
Is Boob Jigs one of your vendors? You ever hear of Boob Jigs?
I haven't.
I've got them.
We've got them as well, as a matter of fact.
We had them on a few times.
We have.
Yeah, how many smaller businesses in ice fishing have we had over the years? Let's go through our roll and get them all at the same.
A whole bunch would do. I'll tell you what, okay, what is your background? Why did you start this? Tell us about your youth and growing up hunting and fishing, and how did this begin?
You know, growing up, my dad and I, we used to go fishing every weekend. When I was in middle school, early high school, every weekend was a trip to Mille Lacs. And then as I got into college, started doing life on my own, I got into more of the wheelhouse community, ended up joining a group called the Ice Castle Owners Group. And that was actually right after I bought my first ice castle. And I went to an event up on Upper Red Lake that they have. They now hold it every year. And I think now, what do they have up there each year? Like 800 houses show
up? At least.
It's a huge party on the ice. Everybody gets together. It's all community. And these people, you meet people that you end up becoming friends for life with.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got these groups that do these events on the ice. And there was a discussion in that Ice Castle group, the ICOG group. And the question was asked, why doesn't anybody do a summer event? You know, we all do these big ice fishing events, the ice fishing tournaments. We all go outside, try to socialize, end up kind of freezing because, let's face it, in northern Minnesota in January and February, it's typically somewhere below zero. And I have a family connection to Winstock out in
out in Winsted, the Winstock Country Music Festival.
Yeah, that's big time.
My grandparents leased some of the land to Winstock, and there is a craft beer festival that's been happening annually in September, and I approached them to see if they'd want to work together on doing a summer ice fishing event alongside of their beer festival, and that was almost 5 years ago now, and the rest is growing in its history.
So they were receptive right away? They're like, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I suppose that brings more people, right? Mm-hmm. You know?
And that was just it. I mean, that first year that we had Landcastle, I think they had probably 300 or 400 people come into the beer fest, and we actually tracked via colored wristbands who was coming from the event. Mm-hmm. Like 50% of the attendance for that beer festival came from Landcastle. So it benefits everybody, because then the people that go to the beer festival see 100 and some ice fishing shacks and go, wait, what? What's this? You know, what's with all the ice fishing houses? Never seen anything like this. So hey, it's fun.
We're talking with Landcastle's Summerfest. It's Brandon Gotts and his sidekick Ed McMahon over there, you know. And
we've become friends because of Landcastle.
You just chime in every once in a while. I'll tell you what. Are you now? You're the man who's in charge of this whole deal for the most
whole
part,
deal.
Right? Are you concerned that you built a monster, built something that's so big you're not going to be able to take care of it by yourself in a year or two?
I hope so.
That's a good
hint,
answer.
Hint, nudge, nudge. The guy sitting alongside me, he's already starting to help.
You talked about it a little bit. Good
well,
for you.
Well, I got him talking. I gave him Mark's number. I said, you know, if you want some good advertising, what better to go on
Bill's the
Bob?
Reason I'm here.
Yeah. What better to go on Bob Total Country?
Yeah. You mean I'm just not the that good
outdoorsman.
Of a salesperson or what?
He suggested
it.
It was a warm lead.
It was kind of a no-brainer.
In sales, they call that a warm lead. Thank you, Bill.
All right, so this is your fifth year, am I correct?
Correct.
All right. How has this grown and changed since year one?
So it started the first year as an event strictly for people who owned Icecastle fish houses. That's the only kind of trailer that was allowed in. It was
discrimination, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the main market leader. It was, you know, that was the group.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I know. That's why you're here now, Bill. So, no, it started out as mainly an ice fishing event, and we had probably a half dozen vendors show up, but it was basically just started out as a weekend party for all of us that were in that ICOG group to get together and have fun in the summer. I mean, we can all walk from house to house. Every ice castle and every fish house is different. Mm. It's amazing how you can walk around the campground, stick your head inside 20 different shacks, they're all different.
You know, I can picture this. If this is the right time of the year, it's beautiful. No one's doing it but you. More power to you. And I can see someone who's in his first or second year of ice castle or that kind of fish house life and walks into some other stuff and goes, you know what? I like this.
That's what you get a lot of people
I
doing.
I like this. Yep. Oh, boy. Then
upgrading.
They upgrade and all
upgrade,
that. You know,
upgrade.
Boy,
I've had people come in that have actually brought their travel trailers, their summer campers to Landcastle, and they worked with, at the time it was Outlet Recreation out of Clearwater, an ice castle dealer. They traded in their travel trailer. Two or three different people did that at Landcastle. They worked out the deal with the salesman. They're on the spot that weekend. And, you know, it's cool.
Do you have people just, like, when I was at KQRS, we'd do a lot of car shows. And, you know, these guys that absolutely pimp out their cars, even their, you know, old, not valuable cars, you know. Do you have people that just put ridiculous stuff in their ice houses just
to
show it off? You know, just for that one weekend where they open
you
the door
just,
and
you
can
just
see.
Wait. I mean, there's a couple of guys out there that he does, his deal is tables. He'll take the tabletops and just do designs, like river designs in them. Light them up. It's just incredible. That guy.
The guy's name is John Hazy. The company is called The Works of Oz. And
unbelievable.
He does custom epoxy countertops.
I love it.
Inside these ice castles. It's jaw-dropping, the work this guy does. And those are the kind of vendors I love having at Landcastle, because they get to show off their work not only in their house as a demo, but they also sell tables. They sell smaller products. And it's a blast. I mean, these guys get to come out for $130 as a vendor, and there was, even last year with COVID, with all of the restrictions that were in place, I mean, some of those vendors sold out. They brought inventory, and they didn't take anything home.
That gal that was across from us, Northern Vibe.
Yes.
They make these tabletops that go over your stoves. Just beautiful. I had one custom made with my logo on it, and incredible.
Yeah, cool. It's just a stovetop cover. It basically makes it
make
so you
nice
have more counter
so
space.
More counter space.
It's amazing the industry that just revolves around this boom know,
it is insane, castles. And it's like, only getting bigger.
Yeah, just the aftermarket thing. Like, everyone's sitting. I mean, similar for you, right?
Yeah,
you fish all the time. You're like, why doesn't someone invent this?
Yep.
So it's really cool to see how there's just these little problems that people can solve.
Yep.
Just by putting a little ingenuity into it,
and, or even just overall, you know, opinion of improvement.
Right.
Right.
Last year and a half ago, I actually tried launching my own small fish house company. I built a demo unit. It's built the same way as a lot of the other brands are, but it's
a very nice shack.
Thank you.
Very nice.
I started a company called North Star Fish Houses, and I've now with all of the shortages on materials, I'm kind of waiting. It's tough when you walk into Menards and you see a 2x4 is $8.
Sheet of plywood. Who can afford sheet of plywood's like 40, 50, 60 bucks.
Yeah, it is. Wow. So, I mean, crazy. It's just the opportunity in the ice fishing industry, at least in Minnesota, I think is endless. There's always a product out there that somebody, you know, has been thinking about, mm-hmm. but they just haven't had the means of getting it to market, trying to market it, or even finalize the idea. I mean, everything from bait buckets to countertops to, you know, Katz covers.
Well, let's talk about that since Bill Katz is here and Mark brought up the innovation of new things getting involved in the ice fishing industry. Bill Katz, let's tell the folks how you got into what you're doing right now.
You know, it was just an idea that I thought of 10, 11 years ago. Matter of fact, I just hit my 10-year mark in business. But that was something, you know, driving home from a weekend fishing that I lost a remote, my glasses, all at one time, then my iPod, my little iPod with about 500 songs, you know, that's sitting up in Pelican Lake, 35 feet of water. I know right where it's at.
That's a good spot for it.
Oh. But, you know, something like that. I'm driving down the road, and all of a sudden it's just like, why isn't there something to go over the hole to protect your stuff from falling down the hole? But, yeah, you can fish out of, and you can stand on it, you know, and I came up with that. You know, I literally pulled over to the side of the road and drew it out, and the rest is history.
Before he and I even met, I had Katz covers in my house.
Yep, and I've actually got some news. I just signed with Cannon Tackle this year. They're going to be one of my distributors, and they're launching Minnesota, North and South Dakota, and Northern Wisconsin, and possibly Canada.
Good for you.
And it's just going to be
good for you.
Wow.
Good for you.
Never thought it would go like that.
Well, like I said last week, this radio advertising really works, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
ROI, baby. ROI.
We reach a lot of folks on Bob FM, the 4-Outdoorsman. Now, what are you most excited about this year? It's only a couple of months away. It seems like it's – I imagine once you start this thing and you finish it, you're starting again for 2021. Man,
yeah,
what
– Right
it's going to be here.
It'll right
be,
away. It'll be here I was before, already planning 2021.
It'll be here before you know it. What are you most excited about?
The people.
Okay.
Being able to hopefully have a crowd that's unrestricted, not afraid to get out and walk around, and just have fun. I'm hoping for, you know, sunshine, 70 degrees, but the last 2 years we've gotten a little bit of rain. Even last year when RJ Graff was playing Friday night, it just downpoured. I mean, thunder and lightning. The guy kept playing, and the people kept dancing. They were up there in their mud gear or their rain gear and their mud boots, just having a ball.
You know,
and that's what it's about.
One of the entertainers you're going to have on Friday night is the Jake Nelson Band, somebody we know real well. And Jake was telling me it sounded like Woodstock on ice. But it's not on ice, I said, Jake. It's not on ice. But
nope.
Everything's there but the ice.
Hey, Brandon, before Jake Nelson's perform, can Stru come up there and do a This Week in Barron County? Like,
absolutely. Yes, please.
And have him do stand-up for
you
an
should.
Hour
you should have Stru MC a little bit.
Oh,
absolutely.
Do stand-up.
Hey.
And,
let's do it.
I'll do it. I'll introduce the groupers for you, pal. Just give me a Shiner's beer and I'll be all set. Is that what it is?
Possible.
We'll see what happens.
You might have some of that down there.
Yeah, we might have some Shiner beer down there. Stay tuned.
How many people do you expect? How many vendors? How many vendors have you got right now?
Confirmed. I think I'm somewhere around 15 or 18.
Okay.
I still have a few to announce, but I'm always looking for more. And you know, things don't really even pick up for sign up until about July. Okay.
Tell us, okay, we're talking with the Brandon again, Brandon Goss. Tell us how people can find this. Can they register? How do you get tickets to get to this thing?
Yep, everything goes through LandcastleSummerFest.com. But be sure to also follow the Landcastle Summer Extravaganza Facebook page. That's where all the most up-to-date information is, vendor announcements, sponsor spots, some different product demonstration videos that we're going to be uploading. But to get either a campsite or a day pass or to sign up as a vendor, visit the website, landcastlesummerfest.com. If you haven't joined before, it's a blast. Check out the Facebook page. Ask questions in some of the ice fishing groups. I look forward to having a huge crowd this year.
And if Mark gives you a promo, a photo of the three of us, the four outdoorsmen, you can put on your website that with an appearance of the four outdoorsmen, right?
Absolutely.
And I'll bring my own Sharpie, I promise. Hey, we'll be right back. We got Chris Daniels, the gentleman forager, is going to be on. Hey, I'll tell you what, Brandon, thanks. I'm looking forward to September 10th.
Thanks for
having me. We are
going
to be there. Jake Nelson, pal, let's go rock the joint, all right? Take care of yourself. You know, when I put these Devil's Lake spots together, my heart starts beating a little bit faster because I truly love Devil's Lake. Come see why it's rated one of the top five fisheries in the country. With no walleye slot, you can keep five a day and 10 in possession, and you'll be telling others that the trip to Devil's Lake was well worth it. You know, Kurt Wahlbeck of Outdoor Bound TV, he says Devil's Lake has been one of my favorite fishing destinations for many years. Hey, bring your fishing rod, bring your family. DevilsLakeND.com.
DeZiel Heating and Air Conditioning has let the dogs out, and their two-fur deal is back. If your furnace and air conditioner are over 10 years old, they could roll over and break down. Let DeZiel help you fetch a free air conditioner with their two-fur deal. For a limited time, when you purchase a furnace, you get a free AC unit with a free UV package. DeZiel Heating and AC, serving Wright County and the West Metro. Details online at DeZielHVAC.com. That's DeZielHVAC.com.
If you and your family are looking for a new summer tradition or getaway, Balsam Beach Resort is your spot. Located just 5 miles south of Bemidji on beautiful Lake Plantagenet, featuring 8 cabins, from 2 to 5 bedrooms, RV spots with full hookups, and many options for boat and pontoon rentals. Clint and Patty have created an amazing family feel, and I know the boys and I can't wait to get back up there. For more information, check out BalsamBeachResort.com. Oh, and did I mention Lake Plantagenet is the home of the Minnesota State Record Perch? Check it out, BalsamBeachResort.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Second Amendment lives. Crocodile Productions Gun and Knife Show is back this Saturday and Sunday at the Champlain Ice Arena. New guns, old guns, accessories, antiques, and more. Open Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 3. Only $7 per day. Kids under 12 free with an adult. That's this Saturday and Sunday at the Champlain Ice Arena. Visit CrocodileProductionsInc.com for details. That's CrocodileProductionsInc.com.
Hey folks, Dwayne Cannata here. It's been a long winter, but motorcycle season is back at last. And if you're like me, you're ready to hit the road. Make sure your motorcycle's ready too with Dennis Kirk. Whatever you ride, Harley, Indian, Metric Cruiser, or sport bike, you'll find what you need at DennisKirk.com. 160,000 parts and accessories in stock. Clothing and helmets too. Order before 8 p.m. and they ship the same day. Plus, shipping is free for orders over $89. Follow my lead and head to DennisKirk.com. They ship today.
Landcastle Summer Extravaganza, the Ice House Camping Event on the Winstock Country Music Ground, September 10th and 11th. Come camp, listen to music, browse ice fishing gear, and new ice houses. Brought to you by GS Trailers, Hardcore Outdoors, LandcastleSummerFest.com.
Magnum Transportation, a leader in the LTL industry, is now hiring immediate placement of Class A CDL drivers in Willmar, St. Cloud, Duluth, Lakeville, and Coon Rapids, and diesel mechanics in Coon Rapids. Apply today, drivemagnum.com. Veteran-owned and operated. Drivemagnum.com. Play now, pay later. Yes, your next outdoor adventure is waiting for you at all Power Lodge locations thanks to Financial One Credit Union. No fishing around for a great deal when there's no payment until fishing opener. That's right, the ice will be gone before you lay out any cold, hard cash. Can-Am, Yamaha, Ranger, Ski-Doo, ATVs, UTVs, sleds, bikes, boats, with no payments until fishing opener. Get yours before they're gone at PowerLodge.com on approved credit. Special financing through Financial One Credit Union. Member NCUA.
Total Country Bob FM.
Welcome back to the Four Outdoorsmen. I'll tell you what, usually I bring in the guests after every break we have, but this time, Brandon Backstrom, you're the man. Brandon Backstrom happens to know this guy. I think it's, who is this guy?
This is Chris Daniels. We go way back, member of Hope Church where I work and do music. I know his wife Angie and his kids Henry and Emmeline. Lovely family, great people.
Name drop.
Chris Daniels, you're on with the Four Outdoorsmen.
Hey guys, thanks for having me tonight.
Did you know? Well, you must know that Brandon's been on the show, right? He's the man, right? Did you know he was the engineer and all that kind of stuff for our show?
I didn't. I kind of put, I mean, I knew he did a show over there, but I put it together when he said Brandon, and then I heard his voice. I'm like, oh, geez, this is too small of a world.
Isn't that funny?
Sure is.
So, Brandon, have you ever gone mushroom foraging with this guy?
I have not, but, like, I'm definitely into it. Because I was just thinking about mushrooms the other day, because that's one of the things that, like, I hated as a kid, but love now. And that's, you know, yeah. Just
You know what's funny about that? When I was a kid, we'll get to you, Chris Daniels, in a couple of minutes. You know, we just rolled with this thing. But when I was a kid, honest to God, I wouldn't eat mushrooms at all because my older brother Tom told me they were monkey belly buttons. That's a true story. That's a true story. Hey, Chris, hang on a second. Bill Gatz has one little thing to say that we'll get to you.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that I've got a special guest coming out this year to Landcastle. It's going to be Tackle Terry Tuma. Tentatively on Saturday from noon to 2, he'll hold a seminar and teach you, tell you, and show you how to do any kind of fishing. Terry's a really nice guy.
Get your tickets.
All right, Chris Daniels, welcome to the 4-Hour Outdoorsman. Thanks for taking the time. How did you get involved in, no one grows up as a 6 or 7 year old kid wanting to hunt mushrooms. How did that evolve?
Well, it started, I've been an outdoorsman thanks to my dad my whole life, hunting, fishing, a little bit of trapping, grew up a river rat on the Mississippi. And we've got property up north, and I've always liked mushrooms. We had one of the guys in the hunting shack who learned to pick wild mushrooms from his parents. And so I was excited every year when we get to eat them. And I'm like, there's a whole woods full. I got to learn about this. So I got a book and started to find a couple and was actually looking for a career change. And I saw an ad working for a gentleman forager. And I answered it and I got hired. I actually was just had gotten done ice fishing on a Saturday. I was hanging out with my dad at Schmitty's in Center City and having a beer after ice fishing and got the call and got the job offer. So I've been with the company for 6 years now.
Okay, so Gentleman Forager is a company, not just a website, and you are part of that company, correct?
Well, there's actually kind of two things happening. So Forest to Fork is our retail brand, which we did the store at Cake and Case Market in St. Paul with,
yep,
with the big mushroom fruiting chamber that everybody saw. And Gentleman Forager was our wholesale brand. And it's kind of split now. So Mike Kempinick, the founder of Forest to Fork Gentleman Forager, is focusing the Gentleman Forager brand on education, classes, learning to hunt mushrooms, as well as events and music events at the Hook and Ladder,
yep,
music venue this summer. So Forest to Fork, we do wholesale to restaurants as well as packaged products to Kowalski's right now and soon to be Hy-Vee and a few others.
What is your website? How do people contact you directly if they want to contact you directly?
They can do it on forest-fork.com.
Forest-fork.com.
Yep. All and right. If they want to learn about, actually today was the first class of the year with morels and a few other mushrooms, but there's classes in the coming months that will go through 8 other wild species that you can find in the woods.
All right. Now, you mentioned Morchella esculenta. The average person calls them morels.
Yeah.
I'm past that game. I've been hunting these things for a while. But,
1 year?
Morchella esculenta is actually a morel. That is the number one hunting quest for anybody in the state of Minnesota. Am I correct?
That is absolutely correct.
And
get a little bit excited about that mushroom.
You know, I was telling you a story, and Mike Costello, I think he's probably listening. I was selling real estate for many, many years, and Mike Costello was one of my clients, and he might have been in his 30s at that time, I suppose. He's a guitar guy as well. And I found out that he loved hunting morel mushrooms, and I'm showing him houses. He gets a call from a guy, and he's in my car. He gets a call from a guy from Owatonna or Rochester or someplace down there, and the guy says, Mike, get your backside down here. I know where they are. We canceled the next 3 showings. He got in his car and drove down 80 miles, 100 miles to hunt mushrooms because he said, I know where they are. That's how avid a lot of these people are. But they're
absolutely
well worth it. Yeah. Yeah. So what makes a morel mushroom so special?
Their flavor and texture is very highly sought after. It's a texture similar more to meat than a squishy white button. And that's really the first experience people have with white buttons typically turns them off, and it's either you don't kind of like mushrooms, either love mushrooms or you hate mushrooms.
Yeah, they look like,
unfortunately,
they look like monkey belly buttons.
Yeah. Are traumatizing.
Yeah. And they're, if what does a pound of morels cost today? If you bought them in a grocery store, I go to Fresh Thyme and buy some morels, what are they going to cost me?
Well, between $45 and $60.
It's a lot of money for mushrooms. A lot of money for mushrooms.
It absolutely is. But it's a very rare mushroom from the Minnesota standpoint, where about 2 weeks is our period to find them in Minnesota.
Okay.
When is that period?
It's going to start probably in about 2 weeks. No matter what, everybody gets excited because we've had some warm weather and some rain. And really, when the lilacs start to bloom, that's your indication that the soil temperature is correct. And that, because it's soil temperature and moisture and location are the three things that you need to focus on to find morels.
And the best time to hunt them is about 4 to 7 days after a rainfall. Trust me on that. I know all about Marcella Escalenta. Hey, let's talk about what you got. You look at your website. It's all about harvest, innovation, teaching, entertaining, promotion, and selling. Let's talk about teaching. That's a big part of your goal, right? You do classes online, in person. What is that all about?
In person. So we do three classes a year that teach four mushrooms each, so kind of the spring mushrooms, the summer mushrooms, and the fall mushrooms. We're also doing some stuff with community education. In fact, I have an intro to foraging class tomorrow night with the Robbinsdale Area Schools Community Ed. They can still sign up for that. And you'll be running through morels, ramps, stinging nettles, and I forget what watercress, I believe. I forget what other things are. But basically, the woods is a supermarket, and it's free food out there, and it's better for you than what you're buying from the grocery stores. And this spring is an exciting time of the year because ramps and morels go wonderfully in a dish together, and it just really accentuates, you know, what we do in Minnesota, which is live in the outdoors.
You know, there's we have a place in Chautauqua, Wisconsin. I was never really avidly a mushroom hunter, but we did some stuff last year because it was a lot of fun, and it costs nothing, and you get some exercise. If you see mushrooms, fine. If you don't, you're having a nice time. And we found some in my yard, and I talked to my buddy Mike Costello. I said, "What's?" He said, "I said, what kind is this?" And it was something that was not a good mushroom, by the way. But I did find some hen of the woods. And I had no idea what hen of the woods was. He said, "That's a good mushroom." And I just happened to find them walking down a trail near one of our cabins. It wasn't in the thick of the woods or anything. And this thing had to be 9 inches in diameter. And it was a big, big mushroom just sitting against a tree. And he said, "That's a hen of the woods." And they're a pain in the butt to clean, though. My wife does all that. There's a lot of sand in them, but the flavor is really, really good.
They grow right on the trees, right?
Yeah, right on the base of the
trees.
What kind of tree?
Right in the base of an oak tree, and that actually kills the oak tree. So when you see one pop up, about 3 years later, you better make sure your chainsaw is running because that tree is going to need to come down.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
So are there
more abundant than morels, right?
Not really. The hen of the woods is still a pretty rare mushroom. It's not going to be on every oak tree, or we'd have no oak trees left. Which that's one of the troubles with morels is. You really need to focus around dead or dying elms. That's the number one key to finding morels is dead or dying elms. And, of course, with Dutch elm disease, we have less elms in the state than we did, you know, 35, 40 years ago.
Well, 50 years ago. Dutch elm disease. When I was living on the east side of St. Paul, we had all the boulevards with these big old elm trees.
All over the place.
And in 1 year, they took them all down. It was nothing, so there's hardly any trees around there. Go ahead. Mark's got a question.
Hey, Chris, as novices getting into mushroom hunting, is there any mushrooms that are actually poisonous in Minnesota that you absolutely should avoid?
Yes, there are a couple. The destroying angel is a white mushroom it goes through your system a couple times before you feel any symptoms. And so you're actually going to be very, very compromised by the time you start to feel symptoms. Wow. Another one's called deadly gallerina.
Fitting
Amanita. Yeah. So, I mean, the names kind of give them away. Another one's an Amanita. There's a couple of Amanita species that are pretty dangerous. And actually, the gyromitra, the false morel, which some people choose to eat, they call them snow mushrooms. Those are actually the number one killer of people in Europe.
Wow.
So the ones growing in my yard, I should stay away from.
Don't just start eating mushrooms.
Not necessarily. I mean, the thing about it is they live in their food or they live in the ground. So if you're using a lot of fertilizers and weed killers and stuff, you can usually find a good amount of mushrooms in a golf course. but think of all the chemicals used. Those are going to be part of what you're eating. So you want to stay away from areas that have a lot of treatment to the lawns.
I was going to ask you this. I was looking at your website, of course, and you have a lot of different day trips that people can go on for a certain amount of money, take them on day trips and have lunch and maybe cook some stuff and make salads, whatever. But you also have an overnight camping, you know, a two-day thing. Talk about that. I think that would be a great experience.
Yeah, the Lobster Mushroom Jamboree, we used to do the Black Morel Hootenanny, but black morels exist up north, and they grow in popple, so it's a little bit different than the yellows we find down here. But it's very, very, very tough season on those, and so you'd end up with a lot of people in the woods looking and not any mushrooms there. So we decided for a little more of a sure thing, and the Lobster Mushroom Jamboree really fits that bill. So you're able to find lobsters and chanterelles and possibly porcini, possibly black trumpet, quite a few different species up there. And chefs cook for the weekend. And so you come up and you get gourmet meals featuring a lot of wild food, you know, especially mushrooms, and music around the campfire. And it's a really good time.
You know, the hand of the woods are the only one I'm really familiar with, as well as chanterelles. And I've had chanterelles. It was nothing special to me. I mean, what is your thought about chanterelles?
Chanterelles with pierogies, and it's a life-changing event.
Okay, Emma.
It's something where the flavor is a little more subtle. You know, morels are pretty bold in flavor, so you could eat them with a steak. Yeah. Chanterelles, you really want to pair with a cream, potato, cheese kind of application, and they're delightful. It's a very, very highly sought-after mushroom. And that's one of the things that people who enjoy hunting morels need to understand, is that that's a very short window from July until September, October. You can find 12, 15, 18 species in Minnesota that are edible. Yeah, so it really extends the season.
You're talking to a guy named Strusinski here, so pierogies are part of our lives, man. My wife makes dozens every winter for Christmas for the families and all that. That sounds wonderful. Now we've got something to look forward to. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about Hook and Ladder. We have a couple of minutes left. Hook and Ladder is something that you got every Saturday. Something happens there, and you're part of it. Am I correct? There's music, yeah, so, but there's cooking and stuff. What goes on there?
Yeah, so there's a chef, Chef Taylor. He's the chef de Shroom. And he will be putting together dishes every week with whatever wild items are available. So the first weekend's probably going to have fiddleheads and wild onions and ramps and mushrooms in some sort of different dishes. It just kind of depends upon his creativity. And so as you move through the year, you're going to have a lot of different wild mushrooms and some different other wild things that will become available as well. So it's a good way for people to try an expertly cooked wild mushroom for their first experience, or maybe just something that they enjoy already.
You know, and I was looking at the schedule of entertainment you have over the next couple of months. It's booked all summer long. That sounds like a fun evening. On May 8th, you got Ready Freddy, who's a Queen tribute guy, and I think that'd be kind of fun. You got Blues and Jazz on the 15th. You've got this is cute. On June 5th, you got some kind of, it says acoustic dance music, and the quote from Hook and Ladder says, "If you need a title for this music, just try electro hippie acoustic down tempo." How's that for music? But that sounds like a lot of fun. Mark, you got a question? Oh, Mark's shaking his nose. He's just got 1 minute. I'll tell you what, if someone really has an interest of working with you, maybe going on one of your trips, taking classes, how do they reach you?
For the classes and the events in the field, gentlemanforager.com. And if they're interested in our recipes and other things for buying fresh mushrooms or dried mushrooms or a lot of other different products, forest-fork.com.
I'm going to ask you one more question. We got a boogie here. Chanterelles, we talked about that. Aren't there something that looks a lot like chanterelles that are edible and some are not edible? How do you tell the difference?
Really, with the chanterelles, they grow on the ground. They grow singularly. They look like they have gills, but they don't, and they smell like apricots when you pick them.
Okay, yeah, they're kind of smooth skin instead of having the ribs underneath you're talking about,
yep,
right?
Yep, the one that looks like them, and you really have to want to eat a chanterelle for it to look enough like it, is the jack-o'-lantern, and you eat it and you wish you would not have eaten it.
So yeah.
That's why the classes are important for us to be able to inform you and empower you to be a successful forager.
Chris Daniel, this is going to be fun. I'm going to bug you, man. I'm going to bring my cell phone through the woods. I'm going to be calling you every 15 minutes. Thanks for being on the Four Outdoorsmen. I'll tell you, part of the Gentleman Forager is what I'm going to call you, and General Manager of Forest to Fork is what it is called. Thank you very much for joining us on the Four Outdoorsmen.
You bet. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Hey, thanks, everybody. I'll tell you what, we got You. And the stock sponsors real quickly, Devil's Lake.
Yeah, thanks, Devil's Lake. Thanks, Power Lodge, Balsam Beach Resort, Landcastle Summerfest. Am I missing any?
I don't know. We love all you guys. Hey, Brandon Gatz, thanks for being here. Bill Katz for being here.
Thanks for having me.
In the meantime,
me.
I'll thanks, tell guys. You what, Mark's got something to say.
Get outside and pick some mushrooms.
That's funny. Mark's never funny.